School's out for summer, but there's no vacation in sight for KUOW's education reporter, Ann Dornfeld, and she joins us now to talk about how she's spending her summer. Hi, Ann Dornfeld.
Hi, David Hyde.
So teachers around the state are going to be this summer learning how to teach a new set of K through 12 reading and math standards. These are called the Common Core State Standards. What are they?
It's a set of pretty rigorous standards that 45 states, including ours, have adopted in place of the state's previous reading and math standards. So when I say rigorous, in reading, the standards call for kids to read harder books and learn more academic language and use textual evidence to support their arguments. So the kinds of skills that students would be expected to use if they go to college.
And when do schools start using these new Common Core standards?
Some schools are using them already, but most will start this coming school year. The state tests will eventually switch to Common Core-driven exams the year after next, so schools need a couple of years to get kids up to speed. And the teachers I talk to say it's going to be a very big job for their students who aren't already pretty advanced. Some of the teachers welcome the challenge so long as they get that training and support that they need from their schools. But others I talked to said that they have so much on their plates already and resources are so thin on the ground that they're skeptical that it's even possible to reach these new standards given the current situation in schools. And the standards were agreed upon by state schools chiefs and governors, but the Common Core effort has gotten a lot of backing, a lot of financial backing from the Gates Foundation. And some teachers and education advocates oppose the standards because they don't like that organization using its financial clout to push what those critics say are untested standards.
But they're moving forward.
Sure are.
You also have been reporting on the amount of training that general ed teachers get to work with students who have certain kinds of disabilities like autism. What have you been finding there?
Right. I had a story on that yesterday that you can find at KUOW.org. Students with autism and other disabilities are being taught more and more in general education classrooms, and federal law requires that whenever possible. But these gen ed teachers, general education teachers, often lack the training they need to work with kids with disabilities like autism and other behavioral problems. And you don't actually need any hands-on training working with kids with disabilities to get certified as a teacher in Washington. So it's up to districts to give teachers the training they need. And a lot of teachers tell me that is not happening. They're not getting that training. So in my story, I met Chloe, who's a first grader with autism, who did really well in a regular classroom last year. But this school year, this recently completed school year, the district tried to move her to a class for kids with emotional and behavioral problems. And an outside evaluator found that Chloe's first grade teachers lacked the training in autism that the district should handle that first before moving her to a special class. And that's going on, as I understand, with many children and in many classrooms around our state.
KUW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld is here telling us about some of the things that she's working on this summer. What else do you have coming up, Ann Dornfeld?
Well, the biggest education story in Seattle this summer is probably going to be the contract negotiations between Seattle's teachers and the school district. And the big issues on the bargaining table include the teacher evaluation process. That process has been underway, the current process, for the past 3 years since the last contract was passed. It was a big change, but a lot of teachers aren't happy with the way that student test scores are used to determine teacher performance. They're called student growth scores in Seattle. And in Seattle, they're a pretty minor factor compared to how other districts use them to determine teacher quality. But a lot of studies have shown that using test scores to judge teacher quality is statistically invalid. And usually a student doesn't have the same teacher from this year to last. So using last year's test scores compared to this year's test scores is kind of a tricky way to do it. And teacher pay is also going to be a big issue on the table. The teachers in Seattle have some leverage in that department because other districts in the region have been renegotiating their contracts with teachers already this year and have been boosting teacher pay.
Another thing that you've been reporting on is charter schools. We've got just under a minute left. What are the next sort of thresholds or next moments in the charter school story?
Yeah, and July 1st is the deadline for school districts to apply to be charter school authorizers. That would give them the power to accept or deny charter school applications from folks who want to start up charters in their district.
So that means we're going to know who's applied and who hasn't.
Right. We will know July 1st who is in the running for that.
All right, we're going to be looking for that. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
The Conversation today is produced by Arwin Nix with help from Andy Hurst, Hannah Byrne, and Allie Ferguson. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. He'll be talking about the weather. He may control the weather. I'm not sure. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.